WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
That's Reba on WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Yes, you know, we've been a little busy today, but I haven't even been able to eat all my banana. That's how busy we've been. Anyway, we'll update you again in just a moment with more on the weather details for today and the school announcements. That's following the update from ABC News, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. It was a rainy, stormy night across the middle part of the country. ABC's Trevor Ault is near Louisville, Kentucky, where the mayor has declared a state of emergency.
Overnight, a powerful spring storm tearing into the central U.S. In Jeffersonville, Indiana, winds flipping tractor trailers and cars. A student at the University of Kentucky knocked off their feet by severe winds of at least 60 miles an hour. The storm's causing massive amounts of damage in just a few seconds.
This morning, thousands of power outages across the country because of it. Deadly earthquake in Taiwan. 9 people trapped, hundreds injured, more than 100 still trapped. 9 were killed after a magnitude 7.4 tremor centered 60 miles south of Taipei. Israel's military chief says Monday's airstrike in Gaza that left 7 aid workers from the charity World Central Kitchen dead was a grave mistake. Many of Israel's allies, including the United States, say they're outraged by it. This is ABC News. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert had surgery Tuesday to remove a blood clot from her leg. Later this morning, President Biden says he'll remind Americans what he's doing to lower health care costs.
It is not an official campaign event, but it looks like one. 2020 candidate Bernie Sanders joining 2024 candidate Joe Biden at the White House, recapping everything they've done to lower drug costs for seniors. They'll say every congressional Republican was against the push to bring down prescription drug prices, including capping insulin at $35 to all Americans, and say that electing more Democrats will bring even more health savings.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Lovers of British royalty can tour Balmoral Castle in Scotland this summer. Guides will be escorting small groups around several rooms of the castle, including the salon, where the ailing Queen Elizabeth met then Prime Minister Liz Truss in 2022. The 40 tickets a day go for about $126. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Snow has begun again, and it's gotten a little bit more, real. There for a while, it was just some flurries, but now snowing pretty well here at the WRCO studios. Forecast and weather announcement details will be coming up soon.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center begins at 11:30 in Ithaca, and it will include their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StateAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30.
Today, a high of 36 with an additional half inch, up to 2 inches possible in some parts of southwest Wisconsin. Blustery and scattered light snow showers tapering down tonight. All the while, later today, northwest to west to north winds between 15 and 30 with higher gusts possible and a north wind tonight at 12 to 24. We're in a winter storm warning until 10 today for a lot of our listening area. The entire listening area, wind advisory until 10 o'clock tonight. Right now, west winds at 8, and it continues to snow at the WRCO studios after a couple of inches yesterday. Prior to that, about 11/100ths of an inch of rain.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools are closed. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Hillsboro, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, Boscobel, Highland, and Fenimore. Riverdale and River Valley have both gone to virtual learning days today. For River Valley, that includes St. John's and St. Luke's. Southwest Tech Campus and its outreach sites will be closed today, and virtual learning will be featured. We can remind you that there's just one school now that is 2 hours late that normally contacts us. That is Wazika Steuben. Fenimore went to the closed list just a little bit ago, so Wazika Steuben is still 2 hours late. Varkroots will be operating 2 hours behind schedule. There was an extended power outage earlier this morning in the Highway 58-154 area. That was corrected, but if you're an REC customer and you have an outage today, you can report that on Smart Hub or call 608-647-3173. Richland County Senior Nutrition Program has announced meal sites and home-delivered meals are canceled. Grant County Meals on Wheels, meal sites, and ADRC buses are all canceled. The Richland Center landfill is not open today. ET Foods will open up at 10 o'clock. And I believe we're up to date. Here's George Strait on a Wednesday morning with WRCO and WRCE.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fast. How moody I can be. All my insecurities, you've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that.
Actually, I don't know, love is a strong word, but I get along with June's cat, so that's fine. And wouldn't you know, when I do have a rare moment to kind of bask and, you know, watch a Hallmark movie, you know, and the cat wants to sit on my lap and purr. So, I don't know, you know, that's the way it goes. The cat likes me, all right. We've got some great stuff to share with you today. I think old Hank Bray, he always has something up his sleeve, so don't play cards with him.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said we're
to, she said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on?
You might.
Parker McCallum on WRCO, FM 100.9, WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. It is 719.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. That's Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
We all experience stress. Often, we ignore it until it becomes overwhelming. If you are experiencing stress, try the 4-7-8 breathing method. Find a comfortable position, sitting upright or lying down. Breathe in slowly for 4 counts, hold the breath for 7 counts, and slowly exhale for 8 counts. Then repeat. This breathing pattern can reduce feelings of stress and promote well-being. If you are experiencing stress that is impacting your ability to live daily life, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to be connected to resources.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup. He made it in, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Yeah.
Fighting. Mush, Clemmy. Mush.
I heard the bridges were kind of bad.
Yeah, the bridges are, you know, sitting there driving Interstate 60, and you got to be careful of the bridges and underpasses or whatever those are. Then, so
again, kind of deceptive because
very deceptive.
It feels like you're doing, this isn't bad, and all of a sudden, oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah,
yep.
Kind of hit and miss.
Until you're driving 55 and someone passes you going 80, like, hey.
Wait a minute.
Hey. But anyway, that happens quite often. Very scary sometimes. So.
Usually, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, be careful out there.
Yeah.
Be very, very careful. So. But it probably, hopefully as the day goes on, our good road crews and stuff will be out there. So just be careful.
The Brewers won yesterday.
Yeah, they're 4-0.
4-0, baby.
That's right. I'm waiting on the call, Phil.
For what? They don't really need anybody right now, I don't think.
But they will. They have to, you know, they will.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to be, but.
I think you'd be a good salesperson, a vendor. You know,
popcorn head, it's buckboard. Yep. Anyway, did I tell you about the brat I had at Riverdale?
Was it good?
Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
Mm.
So on the brat scale.
Oh, that's a 10.
Pretty. Really?
Yeah, it was
a
10.
And, you went right to the 10.
I tell you what. And it was the first one of the season.
Yeah, well, that's
but
that's
I didn't. Part of it. I didn't have bread though. I just had the plain brat. So I got the no ketchup, nothing on it, just a plain brat.
So you're just walking around with a brat in your hand.
Yeah, with a brat in hand.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Brian Alvin with me between games, he had it loaded up with
everything.
Oh, my goodness. And hey, do you mind if I have a jalapeno off yours? He goes, here, go ahead. So I had one. He shared a jalapeno with me.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
Did you wash your hand before and after?
No, he didn't care.
No, I'm talking about you.
No, God, I didn't care.
Brought in your hand. Okay.
No. But it was good. It was from the Richland Locker. My goodness, I can't believe how good those were.
Mm. Well, it's about that time again. The season is starting.
It is. Yep. So,
what are the odds makers for a game tomorrow in high school sports?
Let's go low.
Yeah, I would say low.
I'm supposed to be in Belleville, believe that or not.
I'm supposed to be in your backyard tomorrow.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Well, you can call it right from the deck, Phil.
Really?
Yep.
I can call it from your house?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So today is...
some things to celebrate.
Yep.
American Circus Day. It's National Chocolate Mousse.
I'd like to comment on the circus day.
Yeah?
Every day you're here, it's a circus, Philip. That's a compliment.
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
Not everybody gets to work in a circus like we do here at WRCO.
Right.
Now, look at Joanne today. She left here at 1:30, I think.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's got the coffee plugged in as an IV this morning.
Oh, she does. Well,
that's good.
Oh, yes. I guess the only resemblance I have is that I have the messed up hair, red nose, and floppy shoes.
Just keep going.
Yep. And it's Fish Fingers and Custard Day. Okay. It's Paraprofessional Appreciation Day, so we appreciate all of those that work in that field. And let's see, National Day of Hope. And how about this one? Weed out hate, sow the seeds of greatness.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, without question. Did you hear about the seeds I was looking for to finish my garden up?
No, it's hard telling.
Yeah, bacon seeds.
Bacon?
Yeah, I can't find any bacon seeds anywhere.
Huh. I don't know.
I'm trying to make a BLT.
Keep looking.
Yeah, bacon seeds.
Somebody submitted a joke to the program, too.
Uh-oh.
It's not even Monday.
Well, that's all right.
What has more lives than a cat?
I don't know.
A frog, because it croaks every night.
Oh, yeah.
That came from the daycare. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. There was this young man that walks into a bar. He's very distraught.
Yeah.
And he is very, very down on his luck. He found out a couple hours before that his father is dying and only has 3 or 4 weeks to live. But the good side of this is he will be very wealthy after he's done. After his father passes, because of the wealth that his father passes on. And he was sitting there talking to a lady in the bar and tells the lady about everything. And you know, the lady, you know, comforts and consoles him. And after a couple hours, he goes, would you like to go back to my place? And he goes, sure. So 3 weeks later, this lady becomes his stepmother.
Oh,
yeah.
Hank.
See, that's not even Monday Joe.
No, it's not.
So anyway, I have some facto or Hanko, Philip.
Yep.
You think you're ready for some of this?
I'll see how well
All right. A Barbie once complained that math is hard.
That's true.
It is. How do you know that?
Because they took it off the market pretty fast, too, because they had complaints, you know, obviously.
Because
it made it look like girls are not good at math or something.
This statement is a fact because it's a direct quote from Barbie doll.
Oh.
Yeah. The doll specifically says math is hard.
She was a talking
doll. Yeah, that's great. Uh-huh. All right. Nelson Mandela's old jail cell is now a tourist attraction.
I'd say it's got to be true.
It's a fact. His old jail cell being a tourist attraction is a fact. Spending after 27 years in prison. That's just crazy.
You couldn't get very many people in there at the same time to look at it.
No.
Just got to pass by, I would say.
The U.S. Marines were founded in a bar in Philadelphia.
I'd say that's true.
That's a bunch of Hanko.
Is it really?
Yeah. The United States was not founded in a Philadelphia tavern. It was established on November 10th. Okay. It was the year before. No, it was November 11th. It was Veterans Day.
Uh-huh.
It was founded a day before that.
Oh.
And at Tun Tavern in Philadelphia. It was established. It was already founded. It's considered the birthplace of the Marine Corps.
Oh. Well, it's kind of a gray area then.
Well, you always
founded,
want a gray
founded
area.
Founded and established, it's kind of the same thing, isn't
to
it?
Me it is. But
Hank, I don't know about that one.
You're a big Elvis fan.
Okay.
Elvis did a TV ad for a donut.
That's false.
No, it's a fact. I knew you.
What?
Yep. Yeah, called Southern Made Donuts in 1950. The commercial featured a young Elvis promoting the donuts and is once in one of his early instances of a famous musician or celebrity endorsing a product on television.
What year did you say?
Didn't say.
Oh, I thought you said
1950s.
Oh, 50s. 50s. You're going to say it didn't become popular in 56. So if it's 50, that's wrong.
But 1950s.
50s. Okay.
Celine Dion was named after a Canadian prime minister.
Yeah, I think so. No?
No, she was not.
Ah, hey.
All right.
You went with a whole bunch of true ones. And now
I know.
A whole bunch of hankies.
I know. A team from Seattle has won hockey's Stanley Cup before.
I think... I just can't think of any off the top of my head. I'm going to say that's a Hank.
No, that's a fact. The Seattle Metropolitans of Pacific Coast Hockey Association, the PCHA, won the Stanley Cup in 1917.
1917.
Yeah. Okay. I have to get old stuff because you know everything else.
That was a little before my time.
They beat the defending champion Montreal Canadiens in a best-of-five-game series.
Wow.
So
okay. Well,
here's
learned something once in a while.
The glue on an Israel postage stamp is certified kosher.
It's got to be true.
It is true.
Oh, man.
Kosher certification ensures that the product adheres to Jewish dietary laws and suitable for consumption by the use of the observance of Jews, in this case, on glue.
Right. So you'd be licking.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, but so most of the time you don't do that anymore. Most of the time they're already sticky on the back.
Right. Huh. Unless you're mean, you have to put tape on them every time you do it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah. So, here we go. You're a Beatles guy.
Okay.
NASA beamed the Beatles across the universe to Polaris. Polaris is another universe out there. NASA beamed the Beatles song across the universe to Polaris.
I'll say that's true.
It is true. NASA beamed the Beatles song across the universe to Polaris in 2008. NASA transmitted the song to tribute to the band to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the song's recording.
Huh. Interesting.
From that, all right, Polaris, the four-wheeler, was named in 2008. That's how the company started in 2008, Polaris. True or false?
They had Polaris snowmobiles way before that.
Okay, you're that, right.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
You're right. Huh. You did pretty well.
Not bad. No. I didn't fall for your...
No, you did not fall for that.
Oh, hey.
So anyway, any big plans today?
Probably not, other than just update weather announcements. That's been kind of the... I haven't even finished my whole banana this morning.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I just...
Is that a banana now? What is that?
I think so.
Well, at least the peeling is there.
Yeah.
Have you started your granola bar as well?
No. No.
Well, you're all in trouble.
Been too busy. Actually had to talk a little bit.
It'd be nice if you had some help around here, wouldn't it?
What, eating the banana and the...
No, just the granola.
Yeah. Oh, well, Hank.
Anyway, buddy, I appreciate the time. I hope everybody had a laugh this morning, and be careful out there on those roads.
There you go.
So hopefully it improves, and everybody have a good day and be kind.
All right. That's old Hank Bray.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Bosqueville. Napa know-how!
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Helping you build a better life. WCC, New Credit Union, feels so right.
Spring has sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's spring shredding event will be held on Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Reesburg, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, April 20th. From 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
This day in history, 1956, Elvis Presley made the first of 2 appearances on the Milton Berle Show. Also in 1968, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. delivered what turned out to be his final speech. 1973, the first handheld portable telephone was demonstrated. That started it all back in the day. Now no one looks up. That's a look at some notes from April 3rd. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday from Richland Center Primary School to Kane Sweet. Happy birthday to Lamon Hornby from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Daniel Osborne from Lori and the Guys. Also today, happy birthday number 22 to Colin Tracy. Also have a great day from Mom, Dad, and Caleb. And also happy birthday from Grandpa, Grandma, Uncle Mark, and Jamie. Wishes going out today to Stan Anderson from Kyle and Tracy. Have a great day today. Happy 22nd to wonderful granddaughter, Kira Dosh. Much love from Grandpa and Grandma Dosh. To Rylan Hash from Mom, Dad, and John. Happy wishes going out today to our awesome daughter, Leah Babel. With much love from Dad and Mom, Meese. Have a great day. You're an anchor and lifesaver to so many in their life's ocean. Much love today to Leah Babel. Wishes to Julie Jewell. Have the best of days from friends Merle and Diane Jones. To Julie, have a great day today. Linda Roan is the second to hit 75 there in Roan Hollow this year. So anyway, you got that going for her. Happy birthday today, Linda, from all the family, and Greg, Megan, Esme, and Wesley. Happy birthday to Marilyn Peckham from Park Street Christian Church. Happy anniversary, Carlisle and Marilyn Peckham from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday, Colin Tracy from Aunt Janet and Uncle Arden. And also happy anniversary to the old coot, from the old lady today. Okay, well, have a great day today to the Olsons. Janet and Arden Olson from your friends Dave and Leanna. We wish you the best and have a special day. And also from Five Points Lutheran Church on your anniversary. David and Kelly Worthington, happy anniversary from Diane. to Grammy and Papa from the Norte ladies and parents. Happy birthday to Mary Nee from Mom. Mary celebrates today at, I think, 39 again. And happy birthday wishes today to Mary from the RC Lions, to Barkley Butkey, to Logan Hoffman, to Brady Bakken and Crystal Mulholland, Maya Benson, Ellen Dietz, Linda Roan, and Bill McCorkle. Happy anniversary, June and Dwayne Gilbertson, and Arden and Janet Olson. To Ellen Dietz from Kelsey and Jason, happy birthday. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions with wishes for April Allen, Leah Babel, and happy anniversary, Becky and Jerry Aide. And happy birthday to Linda Roan and Julie Jewell from Richland Center United Methodist Church.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I'm the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Joanne recaps Election Day coming up during the news in just a little bit here today, and also a look back at all of the announcements weather-wise today. Light snow and 33 at WRCO, WRCE. This is Johnny Lee with Phil Nee here, too.
Sometimes it seems the world's a jungle. Through it all, I was born to stumble, searching for something I never will find. I take your love in bits and pieces, coming to you only when it eases that lonely feeling that gets in my mind. And you treat me so kind when those hard times come a dime a dozen. Girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to find. Times come a dime a dozen. The girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. I'm lucky you're mine. I know your friends don't think much of me. They say you're a fool to love me. But girl, I know they'll never turn you. Bound to love your hard luck poet. When I let you down, you don't show it. You know it don't matter. They can't touch what we found. When the sun goes down and those hard times come a dime a dozen. The girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to find.
mine. And those hard times come a dime a dozen. Girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to find.
We hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Keep it tuned right here. We have the trivia question of the day next hour and a little fun coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Corin Maine and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Corin Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a snowy 33 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. A winter storm warning is in effect for Vernon and Richland counties until 10 today, a winter weather advisory for Crawford and Grant counties until 10 and 1 o'clock in Vernon, Iowa, Richland, and Sauk counties. A wind advisory is also in effect for most of the area until 10 tonight. Windy and cloudy with occasional light snow, an additional 1/2 inch to 2 inches is possible with a high of 36. Northwest winds to northerly winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Blustery with scattered light snow showers tapering down tonight, a low of 30 with north winds 12 to 24 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, it is a snowy 33 degrees with westerly winds 3 to 8 miles per hour. In just a moment, we'll take a look at our school announcements.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. We'll run down our school announcements due to today's inclement weather. The following schools are all closed: Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, Hillsboro, Lafarge, North Crawford, Boscobel, Highland, and Fenimore. The Riverdale District is closed but will feature virtual learning. River Valley will have virtual learning, including St. John's and St. Luke's. Southwest Tech Campus and its outreach sites will be closed, and virtual learning will be featured. And Wazika Steuben is 2 hours late today. Well, yesterday was Spring Election Day, featuring local races, state referendums, and the presidential primary. Richland Center Mayor Todd Coppernall will remain mayor for another 2 years after defeating challenger Karen Tepley 725 to 321 on Tuesday. Richland County Board Supervisor Gary Manning maintained his seat in District 8 in a close race. Unofficially, he defeated his challenger Cheryl Dull 90 to 89. Sauk County Board District 22 Supervisor Sheila Carver maintained her seat following a challenge by Jean Berlin. Carver received 237 votes to Berlin's 113. There were a number of school referendum questions on the ballots around the area. The Richland School District's 2 referendum questions have passed. The first question, a non-recurring operational referendum seeking to exceed the revenue limit by $9.8 million over the next 4 years, passed with 1,207 yes votes to 1,068 no votes. The second question, a capital referendum seeking $27,160,000 for facility improvement projects and up upgrades passed with 1,141 yes votes to 1,129 no votes. The Kickapoo referendum has unofficially passed. The Kickapoo district was seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. Unofficial results show it passed on a 362 to 320 vote. The Fenimore School District referendum to spend $17 million passed with nearly 66% of the votes in, 669 to 348. The River Valley School District's referendum questions were both defeated Tuesday. The first question included renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. It failed with 56% voting no. It was 1,757 no votes to 1,498 yes votes. The second question included a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. That question failed with 66% voting no, 2,153 to 1,090. Private money to fund elections will be banned in Wisconsin after voters approved a constitutional amendment yesterday, put forward by Republicans in reaction to grants received in 2020 that were funded by donations from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Voters also have approved a second question put on the ballot by the Republican-controlled legislature that amends the Constitution to say that only election officials can administer elections. That's already state law, but putting it in the Constitution makes it more difficult to repeal or change. Wisconsin's choices for presidential candidates are in. Donald Trump and President Joe Biden will be the Republican and Democratic nominees for president, with no close rivals in either party. The two races were at a near lock ahead of the Tuesday election. Trump beat rival Nikki Haley with 78% of the vote. President Biden may be in trouble. More than 47,000 Wisconsin Democrats voted uninstructed in yesterday's primary. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW La Crosse. He tells Wisconsin Eye that critics of Biden's Gaza policy are sending a clear message.
Biden cannot take their support for granted, and that they might have enough numbers where if they sit out the 2024 general election, it could cost Biden the election in Wisconsin.
Chergosky predicted earlier this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
In fact, I think it was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation, because when they most likely exceed that expectation, it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the election. The number of Wisconsin voters casting absentee ballots is declining. According to data released Tuesday by the Wisconsin Elections Commission, absentee voting continues to decrease from the high seen 4 years ago. The latest update showed 358,180 absentee ballot requests for Tuesday's spring election. That's down from the 908,444 absentee ballots clerks sent out for the 2020 presidential primary, as requests spiked at the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is urging the Wisconsin Supreme Court to once again allow absentee ballot drop boxes in places beyond the election offices they are now restricted to. Evers wants the court to overturn a 2022 ruling that banned the boxes from being deployed throughout communities in the presidential battleground state. Former President Donald Trump has argued for limiting boxes to county clerk's offices, claiming without evidence putting them elsewhere leads to election fraud. The governor filed his argument with the court Tuesday. The top judicial panel is now under liberal control, while the 2022 court was ruled by a conservative majority. Oral arguments in the case are set for May 13th. The Richland County Emergency Services Building will get a new roof. The building, located at 1027 North Jefferson Street in Richland Center, was purchased with an appraisal of the building from January 2020, indicating the roof was approximately 20 years old. The Joint Ambulance Committee had indicated in the business plan to replace the western and northern sections of roof in 2026 and to do minor repairs. However, it has been found that the replacement costs are more economically feasible at this this time. The funds to pay for the roof project will come from two different ambulance funds. The Richland County Finance and Personnel Committee approved the project at last night's meeting. The committee also approved the payment of an invoice for the ambulance service in the amount of $12,815 for change orders associated with the Emergency Services Building project and an amendment to a previous resolution concerning the purchase of a used ambulance from the Muscadet Ambulance Service to include preventative maintenance repairs not to exceed $15,000. It's National Public Health Week. This year's theme is Protecting, Connecting, and Thriving. We are all public health. To celebrate, the Iowa County Health Department invites all residents to an open house at the Health Department located at the Health and Human Services Building in Dodgeville today from 3 to 6. The event will include giveaways and treats. The Ku Klux Klan in Vernon County in western Wisconsin in the 1920s will be presented by the Vernon County Historical Society tonight at 7 at the Vernon County Museum and History Center. Dr. Michael Jacobs, professor of history at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Baraboo campus, will be the presenter. He earned his Ph.D. in U.S. history at Marquette University in 2001 by completing his dissertation on the Catholic response to the Ku Klux Klan in the Midwest, 1920-28. He researches and writes primarily on intolerance movements in the American Midwest. The program is free and all are welcome.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today is Wednesday, April 3rd. Terry J. Deckert, 78 of Gillingham, died unexpectedly Wednesday. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7. The local Military Memorial Honors Unit will provide military rites at 6:45. Terry J. Deckert, 78, of Gillingham. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River, died Sunday at Elroy Health Services. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local Military Honors Unit will provide military honors at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3 with a service at 2. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. James Bryan Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died Saturday at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday, April 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, April 12th from 4 until 7, and again Saturday, April 13th from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbach here from the Philbach Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. A winter storm warning is in effect for Vernon and Richland counties until 10 this morning, a winter weather advisory for Crawford and Grant counties until 10, and 1 o'clock in Vernon, Iowa, Richland, and Sauk counties. Also, a wind advisory is in effect for the rest of the listening area until 10 tonight.
You are listening to WRCE,
currently in Richland
1450
Center,
AM,
it is a snowy 33 degrees at 8 o'clock.